Elise Richards joins me on the line now. Good morning, Alicia.
Hi, Jake. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. That's so good. What are some of the typical situations of the youth when they walk in through your doors?
So Oasis works with a variety of different young people, but mostly are from marginalised, disadvantaged backgrounds. Most of the young people we work with have come from backgrounds of trauma, mostly childhood abuse or neglect. So we do see a lot of drug and alcohol addiction and abuse, a lot of mental health conditions that sort of come part and parcel with being homeless. And we do see a lot of young people who've been sleeping rough on the streets or couch surfing or an unstable, unsafe living environment. So I guess most of the people when they come through our doors are in a state of crisis with most of their other options exhausted. So they don't have a place to stay, no safety and security and nothing in the way of support. So we're able to provide that to them when they are here.
So what are some of the main things that Oasis does with the youth in order to try and bring them back into independence?
So we take a very holistic approach to working with young people. There are 25 different programs that run out of Oasis, so that ranges from crisis accommodation, intensive case management support, living skills, education, employment programs, sport and rec programs and counselling. And I guess most importantly is sort of the safe adult relationships that we're able to provide through all the staff here that a lot of those young people wouldn't have had. So we work under a trauma-informed care framework, so that acknowledges that these young people have experienced trauma and as a result, sort of the behaviours that we see are actually, you know, coping strategies that have worked for them. So I guess we provide that safe place for young people to express themselves, build healthy relationships. So, yeah, something they might not have experienced before.
And in that same way as well, coming from such a diverse range of complicated backgrounds, what are some of the main difficulties or challenges that you see when youth are really trying to get it and move out for themselves?
So, I mean, most of the young people we work with have grown up in very unpredictable, sort of chaotic, maybe unsafe environments. So they might not have had the support and guidance that a lot of other people would have had. So they might not know how to cook, clean, pay bills to maintain a tenancy and run a home. So we do work to educate young people in these areas, you know, even building relationships with neighbours, things like that. So we might provide help around budgeting and sort of try and provide those sort of skills. So it is often a very long-term process with the young people we work with. So we might be with them from start to finish, you know, sleeping rough to crisis accommodation to medium long-term supported housing and then hopefully into semi-supported and then independent. But it's obviously not always linear. So they might take, you know, a few steps forward and take some steps back if something significant happens in their life, but we can kind of be there to continue that. So we work with them from 16 to 25 with our young people.
And obviously one of the main things to continue on that road is to kind of find youth sort of ongoing employment as well. How do you help combat the issue of being unable to find employment?
Yeah, so, well, at Oasis, we have a program called Pathways to Employment. So that's aimed at working with young people to get them job ready in about 6 weeks. So it's quite an intensive education and training program with the prospect of getting work at the end. And we also have a social enterprise called Property Plus Group. So that's actually an employment opportunity for young people that we're able to provide at the end as well, working still with Oasis, but we're able to also provide that support that maybe other employers wouldn't be able to with the kind of young people we work with. But I mean, I guess there are also other job network providers out there, in internet networking, other training apprenticeships and things like that that other young people can use because as we've seen, youth unemployment is quite high at the moment. So,
And also, as well, from your perspective, this is a problem that I'm sure is continual and ongoing as well. So what do you see in particular as an increasingly difficult hurdle that youth will have to combat in the coming years if they do wish to move out and do claim some independence of their own?
Yeah, well, I get so youth, they are facing these issues on a daily basis and there is a huge amount of pressure on young people to find accommodation, get employment, become self-sufficient, and it's in a very competitive world. So I think that young people really do need support in this area, and especially if these, youth unemployment is rising at the moment. So I guess, well, we never know what kind of changes are going to occur in terms of funding, political climates, things like that. But the current stats are showing that there is a real need for support for young people around mental health, employment, housing. So homelessness services and youth services like ours are really are necessary, and especially for those who maybe haven't had the networks or support that other young people do have.
Well, it's such a wonderful program. And Alicia, thank you so much for coming on The Daily and telling us a little bit more about it.
Thanks so much, Jake. Thank you.